Leaning out of the window, the four Redwallers watched as the Gannet made a bumbling attempt at flight, but lost height immediately. The huge bird fell onto an outward sloping roof below, then rolled off and plunged earthward, still flapping about like a huge rumpled quilt. A thickly blossoming rhododendron, growing beside the abbey wall, finally broke the bird's fall. From there, it tumbled to the lawn, where it flapped about, apparently unhurt. Dusting off her paws, little Sister Snowdrop called down to the fallen Gannet.
There! Let that be a lesson, you great-plumed bully!
Abba Cilician put a paw to her brow and sat down with her back against the wall, exclaiming,
"Oh, dearie me, I'm all a-tremble."
Gallantly, Skipper helped her up.
"You did fine, Marm, just fine. And you too, Giri."
Sister Snowdrop nudged him indignantly.
"Excuse me, did I take no part in all this?"
Skipper laughed as he threw an affectionate paw around the old mouse's shoulders.
"Oh, you did better than all of us, sister. You're a rough old customer. I wouldn't like to cross your path up a dry stream on a dark night. No, Marm."
Snowdrop smiled sweetly.
"You're a dreadful flatterer, sir."
A shout echoed up through the ruined stairwell. It was Brink.
"Ahoy, Skip! Is every beast all right up there?"
The otter chieftain called back down to his friend.
"Right as rain, matey. We'll be down as soon as you throw a rope up to us."
He turned to the abbess.
"Well, did you find what you were looking for up here, ma'am?"
Lucian cast a reflective eye over the deserted bedchamber.
"Not just yet, Skip, but I have a feeling that we soon will. Sister Snowdrop, do you have a copy of the rhyme?"
The old mouse tapped the side of her head.
"No need, Mother Abbess. I can remember every word. It goes like this. 'Twixt supper and breakfast find me, in a place I was weary to be. Up in that top tactic, one see, lies what was the limb of a tree. It holds up what blocks out the night, and can open to let in the light. For a third of a lifetime, one says, looking up I could see it sideways. Tell me what we call coward in at. Then when you have worked out that, you'll find your heart's desire by adding a backward liar. Ever together the two have been set since Corium's lance ate the coronet."
Skipper nodded admiringly.
"Well done, Marm. Wish I had a memory like that. So, you found this place, the top attic. Next thing to look for is the limb of what once was a tree. What do you think that'll look like?"
Giri gave a prompt reply.
"Oh, I've already guessed that. It's Corium's lance. It's probably made of wood, so it must have once been the limb of a tree, right?"
Skipper agreed.
"Right, young'un. But have you sorted out the rest of the riddle?"
Giri pursed his lips, endeavouring to look wise.
Not right now, sir, but I soon will, never fear."
Sister Snowdrop smiled fondly at her young friend.
"No need to. I've already done it, Giri. I've been repeating that rhyme to myself for so long that some of it's starting to actually make sense. When I saw the bed, it began to click into place."
The little sister smiled smugly until Abbess Lysian spoke to her rather sharply.
"Well, don't stand there grinning like a ferret at a feast, sister. Tell us."
For answer, Snowdrop went to where the bed had stood against the wall. She lay down on the floor facing the window. The abbess sighed impatiently.
"What are you doing now, trying to get your habit dustier?"